Chapter 7. A Pleasant Evening for Edred. Elfrida and Edred fight every day, so the magic doesn't work, and they can't travel to the past. In one room of the castle, Elfrida finds Lord Arden's camera and special equipment to develop photographs. The children start to take photographs of their new home. They have fun and don't fight. Next, they take the camera outside the castle. Edred photographs the flowers on the hill, and Elfrida calls for Mouldiwarp. He appears immediately.
"Congratulations! You didn't fight,"
Mouldiwarp says.
"To reward you, I can sit on the clock and stop time here. You can travel to the past together."
Edred puts the camera in his jacket. Suddenly, he and Elfrida are in 17th century London, in a beautiful, elegant house. It's the Arden family's townhouse. There are servants in uniform in the house. A beautiful lady appears. She's wearing an elegant dress with magnificent jewellery. The servants call her Lady Arden. She's with a boy called Cousin Richard. He takes the camera from Edred and looks at it fascinated.
"Come with us, Edred,"
Lady Arden says.
"It's time to meet King James and Queen Anne."
"Are we really meeting the King and Queen?"
Elfrida says.
"That's very exciting."
"Not you, Elfrida,"
replies Lady Arden.
"Girls stay at home, you know that. You've got a lesson with a tutor soon."
Elfrida is furious. Edred goes to the palace with Lord and Lady Arden and Cousin Richard. He meets King James and Queen Anne. The Queen is wearing a mask and she's acting in a play. Edred applauds enthusiastically. It's a fantastic night for him.